Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Straight to our podcast shows, Angel. That's my angel. That's my angel. Yes, Angel. Happy Tuesday. Yes, happy Tuesday, guys. So we have an amazing, wonderful Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. Yes, today is Tuesday. Happy Tuesday together. Also, I want to say, happy birthday to you, I wanna say happy birthday to you. So celebrate to everyone's birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday today. Enjoy your guys' birthday. But I will say, people already got out of school. No kids ain't already get out of school. I know people in high school, kids in high school today because they're on spring break, finally. Or they in high school today. No people getting ready to go to work. No, got people getting off work or have work today. But yes, today of course was about the WNBA draft. That was amazing. That was fire. We talk about that. Also, we talk this movie called Snatch. So we gonna talk about that. So first, let's talk about the WNBA draft. Man, I watched it. It's a 10 out of 10. I'm on cloud 1,000 right now. Because you know why? What did I say? I said, Chicago Sky going to draft Camilla Dosia. No, Camilla. They going to draft them, right? South Carolina. The center from South Carolina. What they did, draft them. I was clouded out. Yes. At first, I was scared because, you know, Sky had 7 picks. So you had Los Angeles Sparks, then you had the Dallas Wing, next then you had Washington. I knew where Washington was going to go. Okay, they was probably going to go with Aaliyah Edwards. Okay, cool. And then they said, Chicago Sky, baby. Angel Reese. She's about my backdrop, but Angel Reese got on our lap. We got Angel Reese and Camilla Cardosa, 2 duo. One's from South Carolina, one for LSU. The media went crazy. It's a dope backcourt, forecourt, whatever. This is gonna be a dope. Teachers about to go out crazy because see these 2 duos from South Carolina and LSU. You know, they got a rivalry. You know, South Carolina and LSU is a rivalry. Now you gotta put 2 South Carolina and LSU play together on the same team, so it's about to be it's about to be fun to watch these duos. Like, really fun to watch these duos. Shout out Chicago Sky, you know, they did it. I was proud. Nah, I was excited, but I was so geeked. Yes, we did it. I know, man. Obviously, we going crazy, right? Cause we got 2 duos, crazy duos. Man, so you know these tickets about to go crazy. So I go to them games. I say probably fast. But I see that, you know, in these 2 duos in person, bro. These two duos in person. Everybody knew Killian Clark was going number 1. Kellen Brink was going number 2. Jackson, it was up to Chicago Sky or Los Angeles Spark, but she went to Chicago. I mean, not she going to Chicago, she going to the Sparks, so I know that's going to be a good fit for her. Also, the crazy part, I feel like who won, like, in this, like, the draft class is between the Chicago Sky and the Aces, but it was dope to see, a dope experience to see. And I really enjoy it. Like, them two won the draft. The draft it's going to be fun to watch this upcoming season. I cannot wait. I'm stoked right now. Like, I'm really, really stoked right now. Bad part was that I thought they gonna, you know what? I thought Chicago Sky was on, like, the second round, right? You know, they had the final pick, right? This first pick in the second round, right? I thought Chicago Sky drafted UConn, who defended Kelly Hart. I've got a name. I don't know how to say her name, so I don't want to say her name. I don't know. This, who's drafting Kelly Hart. I thought they don't draft her. But, you know, they draft from Gonzaga. So, I don't know. I wish we drafted her. Like, she was in our head. Like, she was, I thought we could have grabbed the, but I guess Chicago Sky on a different, you know, thing. So, hey, hope so. You know, congratulations to all these ladies who, on the team, who got drafted last night in the first round, second round, third round. Congratulations to you guys. You guys, your dream come true. Now you gotta fight for your spot now. You gotta fight for it. And make that final roster and stuff like that. So, you know, I think 15 player or 12 players per roster. So you gotta fight for it. You know, you gotta fight for it. You gotta fight from the facts. You gotta fight from the rookie. So you gotta chip on your soldier shoulder, and you gotta fight for it. You gotta go out there and ball and show them why. You got pick and why you the one why they should put you on a team. So yeah, you gotta fight for it. You gotta fight for it. But this draft class, it was fun to watch. Like I said, out of like two teams that I expect, who did they pick on with Chicago Sky and Aces. But it was mainly like Chicago Sky because you got two rivalry teams, like college team, got LSU and a South Carolina player, them two playing with each other. So that's gonna be great to watch and see. I gotta see that game in action. I gotta see them from like in a row somewhat, one of these games, to watch them two like play with each other and how they feed off each other. Social media going crazy. They did no step brothers, you know, we got, you know, the step brothers, how LSU and South Carolina fans come together, you know, when the step brother, you know, the one, when it was funny, meeting, like, they had South Carolina, you know, one of the step brothers, LSU, and the other, South Carolina, and they were sitting next to each other, like, damn, we gotta be real life brothers, and our parents might get married, and yeah, they had they, you know, that tough love and stuff like that, fighting against each other. But it was the end of the story was they came together as one, and they still love each other to this day. You know, got their parents back together and found true happiness as well. So it was a dope movie, and that's how I was you in South Carolina. Dang, well, excuse me, but I'm excited. I'm very excited to see this season. I know a lot of people watch it. I know I'm is. You know, I've been watching but it's like it's hyping now because you got all these superstars and they got put on the show and show you why they fit with this team and stuff like that. So I'm excited about it. But who won in it, like the WNBA draft? I say out of Chicago Sky won because you got two good players. Also, the Aces, well, you know, got, you know, point guard, shooting guard. I think she a center. They got that. But it's like, who about to go up with these big, you know, these big? It's like you got Angel Reese on, she played the three, so you got power forward, small forward, or a center. Cardoza probably can play the center, power forward, small forward as well. But they defense, man, then offense and rebounds. Oh my god, I gotta go out tickets. Okay, it's y'all tickets. But I know everybody's excited. Talking about today, both were number 10, right? They both were number 10. So we gotta see who about to get number 10. Is gonna be Cardoso or Reese. Some people like it go with the whoever got drafted first, so I guess they come out Cardoso with what number 10. But they like, y'all gotta put it on live. We wanna see online who's gonna duke it out for number 10. So that might be dope to watch and see. To see who about to duke it out. Who about to have number 10. So I don't know who gonna win number 10, but I'm excited. Congratulations to all these ladies who got drafted last night. Like I said, also these ladies about to fight for rookie of the year. Also change everything, and a lot of people about to tune in to the WNBA this summer. So it might be fun to watch, but it's about to be so much fun to watch, and I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about the WNBA. Like, man, I was excited about last year. I won my first game last year, like, in person. Usually, I watch them on, like, TV, but, like, my first game in the WNBA, it was Chicago Sky versus the Brooklyn Liberties. Watched that game. It was fire. Very, very fire. I really, really enjoy it, but I'm excited for this season, and I gotta go and play like at least five or at least three. I would say three or five. I'm feeling probably three. I know I said probably five, but probably three. I got my ticket. Like, I know a team like I want to see in person, like really, really gonna see in person. I don't know. But I know what team, like, I really want to see in person and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm, like, on cloud 1,000. This draft, like cloud 1,000. And the crazy thing is, I said Chicago Sky should have drafted Cardoso and then Reese number 7. And they did the exact same thing. But it was the second round pick. I feel like they should draft the UConn guard. But I understand why they draft the Gonzaga guard. Because they need like a shooting guard pool, you know. But it might be fun to watch. It's about to be fun to watch. I'm excited. It might be fun. It better be fun. I can't wait. So, seatbelt buckle. Because, like I said, may, like, round the corner anyways. But I'm not rushing it out. But it better be fun to watch. Like, really, really fun to watch. And I can't wait to watch it. Because it better be clown. A lot of people about to be tuning in. We already know, like, teams who already televised. So, like that. So, I'm excited. Like, I'm very, very excited. So, make sure you get your popcorn ready. Make sure you guys go buy them tickets. Also, make sure you guys go buy them jerseys. Because, also, Kevin Clark did break the record. Like, her jersey got sold out very, very fast. Like, since last night, it been sold out. Since she first got drafted to now, her jersey been sold out. But, yeah, she broke the record. I like to her. But everybody wait for the Chicago jersey to see injuries or Cardoso. Who's going to get number 10? That's the big question. Who's going to get number 10? Is it going to be Reese or going to be Cardoso? I think Cardoso will probably get number 10. Or they probably going to do so out in at practice. Because they both going to go at each other. Both of them. I saw TikTok. And they do like, you guys don't want to get in two with the Chicago Sky, because they're going to ride for each other. Like, they ready. They won't be on that itch. So, and if people like, it's like Chicago Sky just draft like a Jordan and a Pippen area. Andrews Pippen or Jordan and Cardoso, probably Pippen or Scott. Pippen or Jordan, one of them is, we just, whoever. But it's about to be fun to watch, and I'm excited about that. I'm very, very excited about that, because I'm on, like, cloud down right now. who about to be matched up with that duo, them two duo. Yeah, they rookie, cool, of course. But they really got no teams back with them because they two rookies, but it don't matter. But you about to be enjoyed. Both of them a championship. They both a championship, so anybody go at them, but you got to enjoy the game of basketball. And like I said, congratulations to the lady who got drafted in the first round, second round, third round. It don't matter what round you got drafted in. Just show them why they drafted you and why you the best fit for their team. And go out and ball, you know, go out and ball. Yeah, you're a rookie. Go win that rookie of the year. It's going to be a tough rookie of the year because everybody so talented. It's crazy. You don't know who gonna win rookie of the year this year. Yeah, people probably say Kelly Carr, but it's too much talent in this draft, and you gotta look at it like, man, it's gonna be a dog fight for the rookie of the year. So make sure you gotta bring your A game. Bring your A game. Also, you fight for a spot on the team, so you gotta bring that A game every single day and night. You gotta bring every single day because no team want to win. Everybody go try to win the WNBA championship. Now, the Aces won back-to-back, trying to do a three-peat. Can the Aces do it? We don't know. We don't see. But, now, let's move on to a movie called Snatch. It's a good movie. It's on Tubi. It's been out. Man, this movie is good. I watched it. I loved it. I really, really loved it. Like, her, like, she was like, so basically, excuse me. But basically, she, her son's her best, projection. Like, she loves her son. But the man she put in prison was like, a big time. But this former CIA, she, her skill was to protect her family. I don't want to spoil it. I do not want to spoil it, but it's on Tubi. You're going to love it. A lot of people been talking about it. I watched it. I forgot to talk. For like telling y'all about the movie, but it's good. Like, I saw the trailer. Like, I was trying to see. You know, when you eat and you're trying to find something to watch, right? Eating, trying to see what I'm going to watch. I'm like, dang, what else am I going to watch? I saw the trailer. Click on the movie Snatch on Tubi. So I went to Tubi. Click on Snatch. I saw the trailer. I'm like, let me see the movie. And I saw the trailer. I'm watching it. Boom, put it on. Eat my food. It was good. Man, it was good. I don't want to spoil it. Because I'll be spoiling stuff. And it's people got to click off and stuff like that. I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm trying to change. And just talk about it. But it's a good movie. Just basically like the CIA. She a former CIA. Her boss crazy is, you know what, I'm not spoiling, but her boss, who she was, like, her boss, just, you know, that man is not good, but she cold, like, she is a cold CIA, I see why, she was the top rank, and that's why everybody loved her, like, really, really loved her, and she protected her from, just, you know, I'm gonna say this, but RIP her mother, RP her fiance. The two people that I'm not gonna say who her fiance, but just know he passed away. He passed away. She lost two important men in her life. Passed away. Now it's just her and her son and another former CIA who retired. But it was good. You gonna love it. You really, really gonna love it. Like I said, she cold. She very, very cold. Like, man. What? Like, cold, and then the dude, he already said the criminal who was coming out there, he said, I put my money on her because she already know it, no matter how cold you is, she the coldest and the baddest. Like, man, she whoop your, she mind that language, she don't whoop your ass. Like, she don't whoop your ass. And she don't play, like, trick man on your ass. You never know. And it was fun to watch and see. I'm like, dang! I see why he said I put my money on her. I see why. and it was raw. And I really, really enjoyed the movie. But yeah, I wonder how you guys feel about the WNBA draft. Let me know how bad you got. Got about that. How you guys feel like the movie on Tubi, Snatch? Did you guys seen it? Or did you guys just fucked out like about this movie? But it's on Tubi. It's free. Tubi is free. You can free movie. You can watch on Tubi. Tubi got the good movies. Got some good movies. I'm not capping Tubi. Tubi got some good movies on there. Free movies you can watch. But yeah, she cold. That lady cold. The former CIA, she cold. I see why. Her mama's cold too. The mama fun. She's like, who you think? Who taught you? And she's like, the mama cold too. I did not know the mama's a CIA, former CIA, retired CIA either. Mama's CIA too, and she cold too. I see why. Mother like daughter. It was boom, boom, bang, bang. Man, I was already the mama. I wish she was there still and fighting along with her daughter as well. But man, it was a good movie. It was a good movie. Man, you gotta go watch. Matter of fact, go watch it. Cause you gonna love it. You really don't love it. But man, it was a good movie. She bite, bite, bite. Like, damn, at first you thought she was gonna lose, but she was playing tricks on these people. And bang, bang, did it all by herself. And it was cold and it was raw. So I mean, you just gotta go check it out. Snatch. So check it out. Go check it out. Snatch. So check it out. Good movie. On Tubi. Before we go, let's take a deep breath in. I let out. God first, self first. You sniff out of it. Unless you want to kiss. Salute to you guys. God first. Kid. Yourself. Try not to see your parents out there. Don't y'all be able to salute. God first, self first. Sniff out of God first, kid, self, it's never a shout out to people who don't make sure with kids. Salute to you guys. God first, self first, just God first, yourself. Shout out to, you know, singing prayer about that. With no kids, salute to you guys. Doing y'all big way as well. Salute to everyone. Doing y'all big way as well. Also, make sure you guys check out season 1, season 2, season 3. We're still in season 4, Shaitan Empire. Also, make sure you guys tell a friend, to everybody that you know about Shaitan Empire. Today, people, to everybody that you know about Shaitan Empire. And also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Man, follow us. Also, you can email us at shaitanempire.com. You know, email us and hey, you know, this is what you should talk about with demons. Like, hey, this is what you should talk about. Hey, this is what, you know, keep shout out my business, hey, shut. We're gonna get back to you guys, you know, But I want to say shout out to everyone overseas, love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in the U.S., love you guys so much. Thank God for tuning in. Man, like I said, I go tell a friend to everybody, put on $50, cat, squirrel, you've got a squirrel, whatever. I didn't get put on for them. You can follow them like on social media. Like I said, you can follow them on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Tell everybody that you know. So, and TikTok as well. Like I said, we on social media. Tell a friend, tell everybody that you know. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to everyone birthday today. Enjoy guys' birthday. Also, enjoy guys' Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday. It's only 75 degrees while I'm at. So, you know, get some rest of water. It's feel good outside. So, you know, man, enjoy you guys' rest. You guys, Tuesday. See you guys here back tomorrow for Motivation Wednesday. Enjoy. Always it is. If nobody love, we love. Have a wonderful rest of you guys' day. Peace and love.
You guys on the Shaitan Empire show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share. podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire Show. We love you guys, we gone.